A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 39 degrees.
Problems on I-15, Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. I'm Glenn Thomas.
KSL's top story. State lawmakers think they might have a final tax reform bill ready, but the public will get a chance to have their say during a hearing at the state capitol tonight. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is there live. Kelly, what's going on?
Well, Jeff, the committee room is packed, as is the overflow room, with lots of people wanting to voice their opposition to the bill. But what's actually in it? If passed, an average family would pay about $300 a year less in income taxes, while the child tax deduction goes up to $2,500 for a little one. And the grocery tax credit will be raised and expanded to more people. The changes are kind of controversial because the state's getting hundreds of millions more in revenue than they expected. And a lot of people are upset over sales taxes getting raised on diesel, food, and most services like Uber rides. Governor Herbert, though, is expected to call a special session on tax reform this week. Live at the state capitol, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 601, a hunting trip leads to hypothermia. Maria Chaleos is here with the story.
Jeff, three duck hunters and their dog recovering well after an accident on Utah Lake in nearly freezing water. Officials with the sheriff's office say if they were in the water for much longer, they could have died. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Safety officials say when the hunters went out on Utah Lake, the weather wasn't that bad, but it turned, causing their boat to get swamped, leaving them stranded in 36-degree water. They weren't in very deep, only up to their chests, roughly 1,000 yards out, but they had to walk through phragmites, which can get up to 12 feet tall, and that really slowed them down. Officials say it took them nearly an hour to get out of the water.
All three hunters had their life jackets on, but only one had waders to keep the water away. Technology industry leaders and Utah government leaders announced today a huge investment in computer science education for public schools. West High sophomore Fifi Tuklamedin spoke at a news conference about how every student needs a CS class.
Computers are all around us. Not giving kids the skills to understand them is the same as failing to teach them a language the rest of the world fluently speaks.
The governor is calling for $10.2 million in his budget for computer science classes, and Silicon Slope Companies announced a $4 million trust fund they say will only grow. Our top national stories this half hour. Investigators are examining an incident at a flight school as they work to determine a motive for the mass shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
ABC News has learned the FBI is investigating an incident from April when an instructor mocked the appearance of Mohammed al-Shamrani in front of several other military trainees. The companies responsible for the training said appropriate personnel action was taken after the incident, and they're cooperating now with the investigation.
The FBI has seen evidence the attack could be the result of terrorism, problems the shooter was having at the flight school, or a combination. The city of Pensacola is under cyber attack. Hackers have crippled the city's phones and computer system. ABC's Andy Field says it's unclear if it has anything to do with that deadly shooting.
Pensacola, Florida city computers went dark after a weekend cyber attack.
We have disconnected much of our city network.
Pensacola City spokesperson Casey Lagarde says hackers hit their phones and servers, but at least one critical system is okay.
911 and emergency dispatch services are not impacted.
The FBI investigating if this is related to the terrorist shooting at the nearby Pensacola Naval Air Station. Andy Field, ABC News.
The back and forth between Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren over transparency continues. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz, live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Maria Buttigieg today saying he'll reveal his top financial supporters and open his fundraisers to the press. It comes after weeks of spatting between he and Warren over transparency in their campaigns. She targeting him throughout the weekend for holding closed-door fundraisers. He has criticized her for not showing her tax returns from before 2008. Then last night, she released her millions earned over decades working as a bankruptcy attorney. Buttigieg also taking heat for not revealing clients he worked for during his time at McKinsey, a top consulting firm. He publicly urging the company to release him from a non-disclosure agreement. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. The man who inspired millions to dump buckets of ice water on themselves to raise money for ALS research has died of the disease at the age of 34. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
Pete Freites was diagnosed with ALS in 2012 when he was just 27 years old. His family says the Massachusetts native never complained, but saw that as an opportunity to give hope to other patients and their families. One way of raising awareness and money sparked a global craze. The Ice Bucket Challenge has raised more than $220 million since the summer of 2014. The original bucket's now in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Freites, who is survived by his wife and daughter, will be remembered Friday in a memorial mass at his alma mater, Boston College. KSL News Time, 6:05.
Ricky Meese, still emergency traffic?
We are coming out of emergency traffic for southbounders going from Weber to Davis County. But Draper drivers, you've just had a mess to deal with tonight. 123rd South, particularly on the westbound side, with traffic reduced from with one lane blocked. We have heavy stop-and-go delays from 9th East all the way to 7th West. Not to mention, this is the Christmas shopping season, and that particular stretch of 123rd South has a lot of business shops. If you do not have to be in that area, you want to avoid it and take an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, one of the hottest toys this holiday season, and it's disgusting. My Minute's up next.
Better watch out, you better.